In a 415-6 vote, Congress recently passed the Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act. A version in the Senate was also approved, 95-3, and the bill is headed to the president's desk. Republican Chris Gibson, representing New York's 19th district, praised the bill that eliminates 15 duplicative workforce training programs, reduces administrative costs on state government, and creates new performance standards to evaluate existing programs.
By consolidating the jobs training programs across the country, that allows us to reinvest those savings into actual support for individuals that are getting this kind of help, getting the VOTEC, getting the interviewing skills, getting the resume reviews. We have now more resources because they're not going towards administration. They're actually going towards operations.
Gibson mentioned a program in the Delaware County town of Sidney, a collaboration between the municipality, the Utica School of Commerce, and defense contractor Amphenol, which employs around 1,000. Program can be supported by funding through the Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act to provide vocational training for students to replace an aging, retiring workforce. The bill calls on state government to consult with local officials to pinpoint where certain programs are needed. Democrat Bill Owens of Northern New York's 21st District said that will allow the government to better serve the populations that need it most.
It goes back to giving the flexibility to local people to train, whether you're talking about a high school student, whether you're talking about someone recently out of college, out of high school, whether someone recently returned from the military, someone getting out of college. We need to be offering training programs that fill the needs in those communities.
The bill would expand youth employment programs like Job Corps, require states to build plans for assisting veterans through workforce training and transitional services, as well as encourage more communication with nonprofits and the business community. Capital District Democrat Paul Tonko commented on the strong bipartisan support for the bill.
Certainly the success here came about because I think people see the urgency to get this done, and they know that we have to do our best to put people into working opportunities. And so I think it stands as an example of how Congress could and should be working.
Tonko said he hopes the bipartisan momentum will continue to larger issues, including immigration reform and extending emergency compensation for unemployment benefits. Owens, who is retiring, said he also wishes more legislation could be passed in a similar manner.
That would certainly make me feel a lot better about the direction of Congress.
Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau on the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.